I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Goodness, what happened? Wow, interesting. Hey, did the sound go off? What happened? What's going on? It was playing, and then it died. What happened with that? Let's see, we can't reboot that. Hey, it's Friday, y'all. I don't know what's going on.
Smoke weed.
That's right.
I know this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you high today.
On knowledge.
Friday,
that's right.
You ain't got no job.
That's right.
You ain't got shit to do.
Nothing to do. Hey, y'all. What's going on? What's going on out there?
Everybody's got a holiday.
Happy Friday to you. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, better known as Freedom Friday. I am your host, Mr. Talk. And yes, we have some things for you today. Y'all know how it works on Freedom Friday. We may start off one place, but we always end up somewhere else. Somewhere else. Imagine that. Huh? But Friday's always our holiday. That's right. So how y'all doing out there? I hope y'all enjoying your Friday. Getting ready for this weekend that's coming up. Oh, yeah. Because I know I'm ready for mine. Is out. It's going to get many, many. We're going to do something. You can't beat that, right? You can't beat that. Anyway, let me get down to this. You know, this week we discussed a whole lot of things, man. From relationships, community, law. So, you know, Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday. You know, a lot of times we may go back and touch on a subject or two. We may bring up a subject, a new subject. We get our giggle on a little bit. You know, we just have fun because it's Friday. Freedom Friday. Yeah, it's time to make it happen. So I hope y'all ready. Friday. Okay, let me stop. I'm singing, right? Hello, how y'all doing? You know, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. It's Friday. Oh, man. Everybody should be high. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh. But in case you just want to know, I do have a couple of subjects we're going to be talking about today. You know, just to start things off. You know, we're going to talk about the kids of families that are too broke to have a bank account. Can you imagine that? A lot of families out there are so broke they can't get a bank account. We're going to talk about an old cat, Robertson. Hello. He told this woman that the wife of a cheating husband should be great. And of course, everybody else, whatever you want to talk about, take care. Yes, one 503.
She run ahead in my pocket, and I tell her don't leave a damn.
Oh, five. Welcome to the show.
Keep on getting down.
Yeah.
I'll be back when Friday.
We doing
the
thing right
when
now.
Friday rolls around. Friday's my day.
You know what I mean?
Friday, no play.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm happy. Been watching some Star Trek all day. Star Trek marathon going on. Man, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful day. It is. I'm ready for Friday. I'm ready. I'm ready for the weekend. Hope so. So from the news report, everybody should have much some nice weather going on. There's nothing like old beautiful weather out there to help your day be just a little bit better. Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit better. But anyway. Yes, we got a great show planned for you today. As I say, this Freedom Friday, which means basically it's an open mic, pretty much. You know, you want to call in and have something on your mind you want to talk about today? That's no problem. 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com or drop by my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, you can go by there and like the page. You can also leave me a little message or a suggestion as far as what's going on with the show. You know, hey, boo, I see you. And, you know, we can do some things. We can do some things. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know. And I really had to, you know, sometimes when I do the closings, you know, I have to, you know, it's really something easy. But today, when I wrote the closing for the show, I tell you, man, it really, oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you, it made my mind think a little bit today. But I hope y'all like the closing when we get to it, because I think it's a good one. I really do. But who am I, right? I'm just Mr. Talk. I don't know nothing what I be doing half the time. Y'all want to believe that one if you want to. Okay. Anyway. So, regardless of all that, that's what's happening. All right? So, with that out of the way, let's do the house rules. You know what? I think I'm going to have to change up a little bit. You know, I know I do the house rules, and the regulars know the house rules. I think when new people call in, we're going to have to do the house rules for them so they will understand what's going on. I think that's part of the issue. What y'all think about that? Go to my Facebook page and let me know if that's a good idea or not. Or just send me an email, you know, ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Let me know if that's a good idea. Do the house rules once or twice during the show, okay? All right, today is Friday, May 17th, y'all, 2013, and we are ready to have some fun. Have some fun. On this show, we encourage open dialogue and would like to hear everybody's opinion. And I mean everyone. You don't have to be, you know, someone, you can disagree with everything we say. We like to hear that, too. That gives us a chance to hear what you're thinking and what you think are valid points, and we can counter that or agree with you. It's not hard. You know, we had a young man on yesterday, and he definitely wasn't a favorite of people, but, hey, he has an opinion, too. And honestly, you know, if you really listen to what he said, he had some very valid points. He really did. But, of course, you know, some of us be willingly ignorant and just dismiss him because of some of the stuff he's saying without listening to the words that were coming out of his mouth. But it's okay. Anyway, we encourage dialogue, and we love to hear everybody's opinion. However, please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. And at one point yesterday, that did get kind of hectic there for a moment. And this is what I usually do. Once it starts, you know, I try and let them work it out among themselves. But if you can't, then, you know, I have to step in. Now, if it gets real bad, then we're going to have to implement a 3-minute time rule. Hey, I got my little timer right here already set for 3 minutes. So if I say 3 minutes, you're going to hear that bell go off, and you got 3 minutes to say whatever you want to say. Okay, It's just that simple. And we're going to have to get a little more stricter with that until things calm down and everybody fall back into place. Let's see. Make your comments short and sweet as possible. You know, that way we can get more responses and comments in. Plus, we don't want to, you know, after a while, you get the people talk so long, you lose interest. You know, your attention begins to wane. You'd be like, okay, I'd be glad when they shut up. Now, during that time you're thinking that, they may be making a really specific, important point. But since you done went and done talked about 10, 15 minutes, nobody's listening to you anymore. So make your comments short and sweet as possible, please. That way we can get everybody comment in, everybody response in, and you can keep everybody else's attention. That sounds simple, doesn't it? I know. And of course, my favorite, no personal attacks. You know, no P-tax. No personal attacks allowed. We are adults, and we should conduct ourselves in that type of manner. Yeah, I know some people get upset, and then they want to start calling names and what have you. Well, no, not on this show. You know, just like our guest yesterday was using that word mooly. You know, I had to quickly tell him, no, I mean, we'd like to hear what you're saying, but you got to say that a little better. We not being no moolies today. You know, that's all. You know, what you do is attack the subject, attack the question that somebody has said, things like that, but don't attack the individual. And we don't need nobody calling anyone else out their name. Even if it's a group of people, we don't need that. So we're not taking any moolies in or any crackers or any wetbacks or slanted-eyed devils or white devils. We ain't having any of that. You know, we are supposed to be at the point now to where we are above that. We are. A lot of people just want to hang out in the past. You know, that's past stuff, man. That's why we can't advance now, because we still hanging out in the past. Y'all think about that for a moment. Anyway, if someone violates any of these guidelines, this is what you probably will hear. That's right. That means I'm putting them on the sideline for a little while. Now, if you hear the countdown in 9876543211, please return to the main menu. Yeah, that means you got kicked out the game. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay. Just got a text that say, change it to short and to the point, because some comments won't be sweet. Okay. All right. Make your comments short and to the point. It helps if they're a little sweet, too. But if not, well, you know, it happens, right? It happens. I'm telling y'all, it's Friday. Ain't no need to be sitting down here all melancholy and you know, just blah, blah, blah. It's Friday. There's energy in Friday. Actually, there's energy in every day. You should wake up with nothing but energy. Hey, if you got the right man on your side, hey, there's nothing not to be energized about. I know I'm talking right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I'm just talking, y'all. I'm just talking. You know, I'm hyped today. Y'all want to get hyped with me? Come on. Say, bup, bup, get it up, bup, 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 drop it, hot, hot. Okay, let me stop, because we ain't doing no dropping like it's hot up in here. I know, y'all. I know. I'm losing it today. Hey, it's Friday. Hey, that's a good thing. Whew, Lord, have mercy. All right. Let's see what else is going on here. We have got the house rules out the way, so let's go on and do our own and other. Wait a minute. What's happening here? Okay. Now, here we are. We are on the quote of the day and the song of the day. Now, I picked this quote of the day, man, because it's Friday. We don't need to get all heavy and bogged down with a bunch of craziness. We really don't. So here's my quote of the day. Give a man a fish, and he has food for a day. Teach him how to fish, and you can get rid of him for the entire weekend. And that's Zena Shea. Y'all would be saying that with a kid. I like that. Give a man a fish, and he has food for a day. Teach him how to fish, and you can get rid of him for the entire weekend. And with that being said, here is the song of the day. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. That didn't get you hype, man. I don't know what's wrong with y'all today. Because it had me hype. Had me around here doing the gorilla dance and carrying on. But I tell you, it's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. Let's get some smiles going. Get some laughs going in. Let's get hyped up in here today. That's right. Mr. Talk say, let's get hyped. Because I'm hype. I want you to be hyped, too. And we're going to get hype about some conversations as well. Because you know what? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am the host, Mr. Talk. You want to join in today? You want to join in the hype this day? No problem. 347-838-8622. Get with me today. We are doing the hypest hype show today that we want to do. Okay, we're going to see how that turned out. Anyway, I'm just saying. Ooh, give a shout out to the ladies at the hair salon. What's going on? Y'all getting that weave sewn in, huh? Don't let me start. I'm not trying to start nothing now. I'm not trying to start nothing. Anyway, I see we got Brother Lowe and Brother Vernon on the line. Hey, we getting ready to go here. All right. That was the song of the day. Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp. Boy, that's an oldie from the past there. I know y'all really hear that too often. But yeah. Anyway. All right. Here we go. First topic of the day that we will talk about is poverty in America. Millions of families too broke for bank accounts. Now, one guy, named Sanchez, he hid $25,000 all around his house because he didn't trust banks. Lasonia Christian receives her Walmart salary on a prepaid debit card. And, wow. And let's see. You know, that's interesting, though, because with everybody being able to deposit money everywhere, even using your cell phone, your computer, I mean, shoot, anywhere. You know, why are there still people out there that are not, don't have bank accounts? And y'all think this is real strange. 8% or 9.2 million of America's 115 million households do not have a checking or savings account. Now, that data is according to the census compiled by the FDIC, the ones who actually, you know, in charge of the banks and things like that. So why are we like this? You know, you would think, people would like to say, yeah, let's put some money in bank to save, but they too broke. That is very interesting. However, numbers are far higher among minorities. More than 20% or 23 million of African Americans and Hispanics are essentially left out of the American banking system. Can you imagine that? Why is that? So why don't we trust the banking systems? What is wrong with that? Is that a old-fashioned wise tale, or is it just something like the banks now that we just don't trust? Is it the fees? What y'all think about that? You think banks charge too many fees and what have you? I don't know. I mean, that's a whole lot of people not to have bank accounts, whether it's just savings account, you know? I don't know. Let's see who we got on the line here. Hey, happy Friday to you. I hope you're hyped. This is Mr. Talk. Who are you?
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
There you go with the Freaky Friday stuff.
Well, I didn't hear anything of what you said, because what I've done is just time myself to about 20 minutes after the show begins, because then I know you want to give your listeners time to, to listen to your admonitions about don't attack each other, don't talk over each other. My policy, I guess, is to come in about 20 minutes later. So I don't know exactly what the topic is, but
it's Friday, man. What do you think the topic is?
Oh, well, it must be everything and anything, huh?
Hey, pretty much. That's what it is. What you want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about. Right now, I was talking about the amount of people that do not have banking accounts, whether it's checking or savings. They just do not have banking accounts. And, you know, you're a numbers man. So 8% or 9.2 million of the overall America's 115 million households that don't have it. And when it comes to the minorities, African-Americans and Hispanics, it jumps to 20% or 23 million that, you know, just don't do the bank.
Wait a minute. They just don't have any type of banking account?
No, none. Not any.
Who the hell? I've had a banking account since I was 17.
Poverty in America. Millions of families too broke for bank accounts. You know, broke for bank accounts. Now, my thing is it they're too broke or they just don't trust the banking system like that?
You know.
And then you have to think, too, you have the invention of the bank cards that you can just send your money directly to?
Yeah.
Is that
the direct deposit? Yeah.
Yeah. Onto the card. So is that, could that be the kind of the statistical thing that's not being checked, which probably would lower some of these numbers if they included that?
Well, no, I don't know. But I would think that if they're talking about people who do not have either a checking or a savings account, that's what it means. I don't think it's going to include some sort of smart card or something like that.
But basically, they're talking about the brick-and-mortar banks, you know?
Yeah.
But people have, I'm not going to say, just a lot of people don't want to do the fees and pay do with the long lines and everything that comes with a bank. So they get these little, like the Rush card, and, you know, have their money sent on that. You know, I don't know if that's the same as a bank.
Well, that takes more. I don't know about them. Are you talking about like prepaid credit cards or something?
No, they got this little card where I don't know whether it's prepaid. Where they get the card. I don't know how much to pay to get it, but they can have all their money deposited right there on that card instead of having to go to the bank or what have you. They direct deposit for the money to go right there on, like, the Rush card or whatever card they're using at the time.
I don't even know what that is. I know that you can do it with your phone. I mean, if you have, like, a check, you can do direct deposit by taking a photo of the back of your check.
We're talking about two separate things, Joe.
Because I don't know about the other one.
Look, you need to get out the mountains, man.
I like the mountains.
You need to come down every now and then and see what's going on in reality.
All right. I like my mountains. Right.
You like your mountains?
I like my mountains.
Because you have no idea what I'm talking about right
now. Nope.
Okay. All right. Do you have your money in a bank?
Yeah.
What is it? The Bank of Mountain High? What's the name of the bank?
Bank of Himalayas.
Bank of Himalayas. All right.
Right. That's it.
Okay. The Bank of Himalayas. Mm. Oh, wow. Man, it must take y'all a while to get there.
It does. But when I get there, I get a nice fresh air.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mike? Let's see. Michael Hood says, systematic crisis 2013 with record stock exchange high, the planet's imminent plunge into recession. Oh, okay. He talking about. that's why people are not. That's why people aren't, you know, putting their money in the banks now. They're looking for. They're too scared that we're going to have another recession like we did in 2008.
Well,
that could be a point.
No, if you put your money in the savings account, it's protected. If you keep it in your mattress, it's not. But explain to me this Rush card. I mean, you're talking about a person getting, a check from his employer? He's getting a paycheck?
Right.
And he uses this, electronic card?
Yeah, it's like a debit card.
So are you saying he gets paid on the card, or he gets a check and somehow he transfers it to the card?
Yes, he sets it up to where his paycheck, you know, if a company has direct deposit, to where the money goes directly on the card, thus bypassing, you know, the banking systems.
Well, that I don't know about, and I don't understand how that would work. Why would somebody, if you're making, let's say, $600 a week and you don't have a checking account or a savings account, what good is it to have your paycheck transferred to a card and you're carrying around a few thousand dollars? What are you going to do with that card now?
That's the thing. All the money is being put on the card.
So how do you get it out of the card?
You swipe it.
You swipe it
just
away.
Just like a debit card.
So in other words, you put it on this card, and this person uses this card as like a mobile savings account?
I guess you can put it that way.
And he, when he goes into a store, he doesn't pay cash. He only pays off this card.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he can get cash back off of it if the money is there.
But how does he get the cash back without opening up an account?
Because his paycheck is going on the card, Joe.
Okay, so how does he get the money off the card in order for him to have spending money in his pocket?
Well, you know, go to ATMs. As long as the money is in the card, an account on the card, then he can get his money out.
That's how it's done?
I guess. I don't have one. But I'm sure that's how it is.
Well, I haven't heard of it, so I'd like to find out more about it. And it sounds complicated to me because nowadays I think it's almost pretty much business policy where instead of giving you a paycheck, a lot of businesses still do, but a lot of businesses are crossing over. So instead of giving their employees a paycheck, they do direct deposit into their savings account or into their checking
account. Well, that's the purpose of the card, to eliminate the having to deal with a bank or with a savings account or anything like that. It goes to
the card. And then in order to get the money, how is he going to keep a record of what he's got?
Well, hopefully he knows. He can look at his stub or something and let him know how much he's getting.
But how is he going to keep a record during, let's say he gets it in 1 week, and then 8 weeks later he may want to take some money out? How does he know if he's getting the right amount of money?
It's called accountability, Joe. I mean,
well, yeah, and
if
a lot
you're
of people
spending
have
it,
that,
you
huh?
should know. Yeah, if you're spending it, hopefully you're keeping some kind of records. And I'm sure there is some sort of setup to where they can go back and review their transactions.
On an ATM machine?
Probably.
No, how are you going to get that?
Well, how you do it with a credit card, Joe?
You just put the credit card into the machine or you give it to the person, and the person gives you your little stub, your receipt.
Exactly. You just answered the question.
And so these people with the smart cards, or whatever cards they call them, these rush cards, they're getting a lot of receipts. So how do they then, if they don't have a check or a savings account, how are they getting a tabulation of these receipts at the end of the month?
Hopefully they're keeping them and counting them up.
Ah.
Or keeping a register or something.
No.
Joe, you're making it too complicated, man.
You're making it too complicated. Jesus Christ. You're talking about people who do not know how to open up a savings account or checking account, but they're going to take the time to take these receipts and tabulate them on a week by week or a month by month.
Well, I mean, a lot of people just don't want to deal with banks because, you know, banks, you know, they get an overdrawn status and you know, then you get start hitting with them fees and you got to have so much money here, so much, you know, in this account, you got to keep so much in that account.
I've got two accounts. And none of them cost me any money.
Well, Joe, you old as hell.
That's not the reason. And you 50-year-old, what, teenager? And people aren't all my age anyway. And they want to make a guess, let them.
Oh, but anyway, but people just tired of the banking with them fees and things, man.
Oh, I got to talk to somebody with this card. And I got to find out I'll bet you it's more inconvenient than having a checking account or savings account. At least you get a statement in the mail every month. You can call up on the phone to find out what's inside your statement. You can call
online. Wait a minute. All right, my listeners out there, y'all faithful people you are, if any of you know about this rush car and have any answers to what Joe is asking us, please call in 347-838-8622, and that way we can squash Joe's inquiries. Of course, he's answered all the question himself, but, you know, if you know
Freaky Friday to you too.
Hey, man, it's hype. It's hype today, man. What's going on with that? You got to get hype, Joe. You need to go and smoke a doobie and come back.
No, thanks.
Want to get some moonshine or something?
Nah, moonshine, okay.
Some of that old rot goody good.
Now, that's in Tennessee.
Oh, that's in Tennessee?
Yeah, that's when they don't want the revenuer to come along.
Oh, the revenuer?
The revenuers. Yeah. Get them revenuers out of here. We're going to keep our stills.
That is funny. Okay. All right. But, yeah, that's...
I'll look it up on the net. But in any case, I don't understand how is that convenient. I can understand how it can be convenient if you have a checking and a savings account, but I don't see how it can be that convenient if you don't. But, okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, regardless of whether somebody has a rush card or not, for a person not to open up a checking and a savings account, it can't be because, I don't know about all branches, but I would assume that some branches, because my branch has accounts where they would cost you money. And they also have accounts where it doesn't cost you money. I have the free accounts. So I would assume a lot of branches have that same type of setup. So I don't see how does this rush card person pay his bill?
With the card.
How?
How? Just like a credit card or any debit card. You know, most people can take payments online.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you can go to a certain store and swipe the card.
I just paid my bill. I didn't see anything online for a rush card.
It's a debit card, Joe.
A debit card, that's what it is.
Basically what it is, yes.
And they get their paychecks automatically transferred to this debit card week after week or every 2 weeks whenever they get paid.
Yes.
And the people with the rush cards, they're supposed to be the ones that don't have accounts, or are they ones that might have accounts?
Well, they might have accounts, but I don't think they have account.
Oh, so it doesn't say so in the article. Oh, okay. Because I can
I just added the rush card, but the article itself said that about the poverty level being so low in America,
so high,
that
you mean.
People can't, yeah, being so high that we can't, you know, a lot of people cannot afford to have a bank account. Hold on. We got somebody who wants to come in. I don't mean to laugh. Hey, what's going on? Are you hyped today?
Shalom, brothers. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mr. Lowe?
Not much.
Oh, Lowe,
hey,
you're running around.
Would you tell this asshole that the son of a bitch has a Visa logo on it or a MasterCard logo on it and they can use it the same as a Master or Visa or something like that?
Well,
I mean, for the last 20 minutes I've been listening.
You know what?
Hey, get the pickle out there.
I can tell that Michael got his dick out of his ass and put it up Lowe's.
Yeah, but I just asked you to get your pickle out yours. Cucumber. A pickle.
Oh, pickle cucumber. Which one did you like?
Oh, Lord.
I got the cucumber.
You got the cucumber? Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
All right.
You used to salt hard.
Wow.
As soon as he comes in, he doesn't even say hello. He says shalom, and then he starts on me.
I was speaking. I said hello. I was giving a greeting.
Oh, y'all are funny.
And
all right, hold on. I bet
he's got a rush card. He fucking rushes it to the hospital or some shit.
Oh, you crazy. Hold on. I got somebody else with their hands up. 61661. Hey, hope you're hyped today. Welcome to the show. Who are you?
This is Kat. I think I called the wrong show today.
Probably. You think you called the wrong show? Nah.
You called the wrong. You dialed the wrong number, Kat.
No.
Hey, I wanted to ask. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Joe.
Yeah.
We were on Annie's show. Is my voice better on this phone or the other phone I was calling in on?
Well, right now it's louder. Yeah.
Okay, this is Skype. I was using my home phone before, and that was me doing dishes. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Annie muted me. Oh. Okay, Joe. Where are you afraid of direct deposit? What's this
no,
about?
No. Eric is talking about a rush card. I never heard of it, but you can ask Lowe because he wants to come in and start trouble.
A rush card. Cool.
Yeah.
Like Rush Limbaugh.
No, like
Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons.
He's the guy that's actually the face of this thing. Like I said, it's a credit card that people can have their checks directly. Direct deposit sent to, and it has, like I said, a Visa logo on it. So You can also pay your bills or whatever else you want to do. You can go and get money from the card as long as it has cash on it. I don't have one. I only know this because I read, but, you know, that's
well,
the whole gist of the thing.
At least you're learning how to read, Lo.
Bitch, I'm bilingual. What do you know? I'm bilingual. Shit.
And also, you said credit card.
Do you have a passport?
Wait a minute.
Eric's talking about a debit card. So which is it?
Hold up. It's the same thing. But anyway, Kat, go ahead.
It's a smart card, probably. Okay.
Kat, you wanted to say something?
So it's a debit card that has a Visa logo on it, but it has to be processed through some financial institution. So how much is Russell Simmons making off this card?
That's a good question.
Yeah, he's probably making something off of it, just like J.P. Morgan is making a lot out of the food stamps.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
but,
I want to tell you.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
want to tell you how that works a little bit.
How do you know about the food stamp card, Joe, and what J.P. Morgan is making out? I mean, are you telling some of your business?
Well, I'm surprised you asked me that question.
Are you receiving
free
benefit?
You just said that you learned how to read.
Are you receiving free benefits?
Okay,
I'm going to receive
$100,000
a month in free benefits.
Let Kat finish what she was saying, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Kat.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. I just want something I know about those debit cards for people who don't have bank accounts. And this is for, like, anybody who gets direct deposit. I know that Mr. Talk knows about USAA and how that works.
Yep.
Okay, USAA is like the best organization out there, right, Mr. Talk?
Yeah, banking.
Banking,
insurance.
Yeah.
Auto,
yeah, I mean,
life, whatever.
Investment planning, anything,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
But since we don't live in San Antonio and USAA doesn't have branches all over the place, we use a local credit union. And the reason we went with this local credit union is because my husband has direct deposit, and his money is put in sooner than other institutions' money. So when those cards get direct deposit, your bank holds on that a couple days. If you work for the government, most people are not paid in the government until the first working day of the next month or the last working day of the month. So, but you, our credit union puts it in a couple days earlier. So the banks are holding on to that money. They're making money off of those direct deposits. So I'm sure if Russell Simmons is pushing this, Russell Simmons is making money off of it, okay? So you have to look at it that way. And why would you not have a bank account? That's what I don't understand. Why would you not just open up a savings account at a bank? Any bank will let you open up a savings account.
Well,
too many
because
people trust banks, for one. And, you know, I won't lie. I don't trust banks either. But, I mean, the gist of it is, as far as what you just said with the direct deposit, you can have, because I bank through USAA and I receive my statements and everything. No, they don't have a branch here where I live, but if there's a situation, there's always a number I can call. And on top of that, I receive the benefit of my income being put in my account like a day or two before everybody else.
You know, right, they don't, right, exactly.
Yeah. And on the backside of it, at the end of the month, when you if let's say you have to go to different ATMs and you accrue some ATM charges, they'll pay you the difference back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was that the article said that some Americans are just too poor to actually be able to open bank accounts. So
well,
that's where all this got from.
Lo just didn't want to say that.
I don't agree with that, man.
Any bank will let you open up a savings account.
You know, that used to be the case, but a lot of banks now, unless it's a second chance bank or something like that, a lot of banks won't. I mean, you know, you have to go through a lot to open an account now. It's just not like it used to be in the day where you walk in and say, "Hi, I want to open an account." No, it's so much going on.
What are their requirements now?
Some of them even check your credit rating and all that.
What?
Yeah.
To open an account?
Yeah.
Wow.
To see if you have a history of, you know, leaving banks, holding the money, you ran out owing them money, what have you. You done got it overdrawn so far, and then you can't pay it, and then you just move on. No, stuff like that. Unless, like I said, unless it's a second chance bank. Now, the second chance banks, they take anybody. You know, that's just, but you have to find them because there's not many of them.
No, this is probably the Credit Card Reform Act. It's one of the stupid acts that Obama enacted in order for the government to keep tabs on you.
Okay. Well, hold on. I got somebody else with their hand up. Let me see what they want. 803, I hope you're hyped. This is Mr. Talk. Who are you?
What's up? This is Michael Hood.
What's up, Hood?
I'm hyped. The trees are right. The blunts are rolled tight, and I'm ready to hear a fight.
All righty then.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Talk. One thing though. Hey, why did you have to give a shout out to the ladies over there getting the hair hat put on?
Why? Because I wanted to.
What about the brothers and the guys with, like Joe with the receding hairlines in the barbershop? We didn't get a shout out.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the guys like Lowe who get their
really
bald.
Really, y'all really going there today?
Yeah.
I ain't worried about the receding hairline individual, huh? I don't roll that way.
Aren't
you glad he was in your battalion? Aren't you glad?
I ain't worried about that. I
don't,
love
don't
women.
You, if you had to go
man,
back,
I ain't got nothing to do with a man and his hair, huh?
I'm throwing a hair hat out there because I know women will call in on that one. That's something that's very degrading.
Oh, like they don't. Nothing stops them from calling in. Think, Eric, if you ever had to go back to Afghanistan, wouldn't you just really love to have Lowe as your partner again?
You're damn right I would.
You would?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. Because I know he thinks like I do. Ain't anybody getting our way, they getting blasted. And questions asked afterwards. I mean, come on, man.
All right.
Whatever your lie is going to be, that's what my lie is going to be.
That's right. Whatever, ride or die, man, ride or die.
Right. Whatever it takes to get home.
There you go.
All right, Lowe, when did they kick you out of the service?
The same day. You and I actually ETS the same day, Joe.
No.
I was there beside you, actually. I was the guy that was standing behind you in line. Asshole, hurry up, I'm ready to go.
No, I said, when did they kick you out? I got an honorable discharge.
Well, you got to find that low and ask him.
All right.
Why does most people go into the military anyways?
Huh?
Go into the military, what, for the money?
The hell
for the
no.
schooling?
Schooling, to get away from situations. There's no other alternatives, no other jobs.
You know what? Look, Michael Hood, now so you getting into my territory right now, because I'm going to tell you, I'm all for the military. Look, if they come out of high school, they don't have no plans of going to college, they don't have no plans of getting a job, they should automatically be required 2 years military service.
Automatically.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because, here we go. Because, number one, it gets them off the streets. Number two, it gives them a chance to get at least some further education. Number three, they are taught a skill. Now, that is, they are taught a skill. And sometimes it helps them mature and grow the hell up, because we sergeants and NCOs, we're not dealing with all that nonsense. So, you know, that 2 years, they can do a whole lot. Now, if you don't like it after 2 years, come on out. You know, you ain't doing it but lost 2 years that you was going to throw away in the clubs anyway, probably. But yet you coming out with a skill. Hopefully you save some of your duckies, because you got paid every month no matter what.
And they blew
with your education, because 9 times out of 10, the military going to pay for that. So, I mean, why not?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but there are a lot of success stories of guys that initially said, well, hey, I only went in to do my 4 years or whatever, and I was planning on getting out. But at the end of those 4 years, I made an assessment, and I actually enjoyed the military versus
going out into the civilian sector. You know, there's a lot of, I talked to a lot of guys that actually said that.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm one of those people. I went in, I said, okay, I go in for 3 years, and I'll be through with it and come on out. Man, I ended up doing 21 years, you know. And to be honest with you, it's the easiest job you can ever have. It really is. You know?
Well, it would have been, yeah, for me.
I don't know about that.
Trust me. You'd be surprised how easy it is.
Yeah,
honestly, aside from actually going to war, it's just the same as you, other than you having duty every now and then, it's just the same thing as you getting up and going to work, and in the evening you off, and you have your free time. Other than that, only thing is you have to get up early and do your physical training, and then go, I mean, let me give you a rundown. Okay.
You get it to them.
Formation is at 6:30. Okay, you get up, make it to the first formation, do PT from 6:30 to 7:30, go home, and come back, and formation is at, I don't know, 9:45, 10 o'clock. And from 10 to 12, you're actually working, doing something. 12 to 1:30, you're on lunch. And 1:30 to 4:30, depending on who your first sergeant is and you're coming to command, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, that's when your last final day end of day formation is. So after that, you basically, you know, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And no telling how many times you walked up the formation, and let's say you wanted a lower enlisted, and old Sarge say, Washington, you always come to formation with your uniform squared away. Take the rest of the day off.
Boom, bam. That's it.
Yeah, those were some of the perks that came with it, man.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
You guys had it easy. God,
well,
what army were you guys in?
No. Hey, no.
All right.
Lord,
all right.
How much would I give to this military?
No, they were also in Afghanistan, Kat. They had to shoot back at the enemy, too.
Back. That's what they were trained to do, but they were never training. They were always at home taking a shower. We had
That's
to be at
lie.
PT 6 o'clock.
That's a lie. I'll tell you like this too, Kat. Now, while you were in your comfortable bed and it was 27 degrees outside and we was outside playing war, I mean, we were probably no more than 4, 5, 6 miles from our homes, but you'd better not leave where you are out there in that field and go back to your house. You better
That's
not
right.
leave the post. You better not leave the post.
You're not supposed to.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys. Just
so
calm down. I'm a veteran, too,
okay?
I was in the Army. God, I'm going to knock your head to hit.
You was about to get on some shaky ground now. You thought the black...
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to deal with you. I'm going to have to educate you here. When I was in, back in the old days, we had to wear, y'all have those pretty little boots now that don't rub your ankles and they're flexible. We had to wear combat boots everything in our combat boots. Mm. We ran, we did PT, everything we did in our combat boots. So we had to be at formation at 6 o'clock when I got to a permanent duty station. And then between, you did whatever you were going to do, we did PT, run 2 miles, and then we had to be at work at 8 o'clock. So when you lived off post, you had to have a girlfriend that lived in the barracks where you could go get a shower, get dressed up, and we had to wear a starched uniform. I mean, we didn't have permanent press uniforms back then, and you guys got to get time off from work to go get your hair cut. Women didn't get to get time off from work to go get the haircut, and the guys, like from Puerto Rico, who didn't speak very good English, they got time off to go learn English. And so it was. There was an unfairness there. Now, I will admit that I think I was treated kind of special because the office that I worked in, I worked with all men. There was no other woman there. I was the only woman there. And they razzed me. They pulled so many jokes on me. I had to have a good sense of humor and go along with it, but that was within our office. Anybody from outside that office messed with me, oh, my God, they attacked them. Nobody outside the office was allowed to, you know, pull jokes on me or just say improper things to me. It only could be done in the office. And you talk about the type of jokes we had to put up with as women back then, it would not be allowed today. But it was different. I mean, I knew it wasn't serious. You know what I mean?
What
it's like political correctness. Pardon me?
What kind of office did you guys really have? I mean, they were the only ones that could rag you a little bit, and somebody came from the outside, they would jump all over. What kind of office did you guys have? What was going on in that?
You know Shalom's trying to start trouble.
Yeah, he wants to know details. I'm not going
to
tell him.
Hey, I don't want those, I'm not old enough to hear those things.
You know what, though? You guys are talking about how easy it was. You had to be in the Air Force. We didn't have to run. We didn't have formation. It was just 9 to 5.
Yep.
But I'll tell you one thing. Did you guys have what was called GI parties? That to this day made me feel like every 2 weeks we had to go inside the office, pull the cabinets out from where we put them back in 2 weeks ago, scrape up the goddamn wax, scrape up underneath the cabinets, scrape up underneath the tables and the desks and the chairs, do the stripping down of the wax, and then after that was done, we had to put back the wax. Then we had to put back the cabinets and the chairs and everything, put them back. And then 2 weeks later, start the same shit all over again. That got on my nerves.
Now,
I will say this, Kat,
if, you know, and no offense, I'm going to say it anyway. It's Fun Friday.
I don't care. If
those bulldaggers wouldn't have been fighting so bad to get in the military, you would have never joined anyway. So, hey, thank them.
If what?
He's trying to make another stupid-ass joke.
You call it what you want to, Joe.
When
other people come on, you don't take up for them, so the hell with what you're saying, man.
I don't speak up for hardly anyone unless they're making sense.
Yeah, you're doing a good job so far.
Well, anyway,
I'm speaking up for
Cass. If certain women wouldn't have been fighting so hard, just like those women are fighting to get on those front lines, right?
I wish they would get on the front lines.
We all agreed that those were the hardcore women. Didn't we agree on that?
Let's back up. I'm old enough to be your mama, probably. I'm a grandmother.
I'm a grandfather. Period.
Now you might be younger than me.
Period.
Still.
Yeah, I am. But we the same age. When we said we both grandparents, we the same age. Regardless,
I'm 39.
Hey,
oh
too,
yeah,
I'm
right. When
up.
Did that happen?
you know, getting older, you know what you realize is that youth really is wasted on young people because
it is, yeah.
People, well, you know, I am such a young, youthful person. If you knew me, I just laugh at getting older. It's just such a, it's like you finally become who you are, you know, and you can just laugh at everything. But you see young people that have all the health and the beautiful bodies and the long hair, and what are women worried about? These young girls, they're just worried about getting a man. I mean, I don't worry about that now. I think any man's with me is lucky to be with me.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow, okay. Well, anyway, since we done went there, let's go to a story I wanted to talk about. Because, y'all done did that one. Pat Robinson tells the wife of a cheating husband to be grateful for marriage and to make the home more enticing. So, you know, he responded to a question from a viewer, and he said that married men have a tendency to wander, and it is the sperm wife's job to focus on the positive and make sure the home is so enticing he does not want to stray.
Why do people listen to that old, broke down, tired dog?
I do have to comment on Pat Robertson. Two things. Number one, he needs to have a wick put in his head and light it, and he just needs to be melted away. Wow. And the number two, if Viagra is such a bad drug, because can you imagine Pat Robertson on Viagra?
I'm sure he'd go there, though.
Yeah. on TV grunting and groaning and wondering how he's going to get it down. It's been up for about 8 hours. And
yeah. I mean, like I said, aside from all the people that he's screwed out of so much more, that he didn't screw him out of any money. They gave it to him all these years alone. Who is he to tell anybody what to do in their bedroom?
Well,
I'm asking real talk.
I don't know.
You know,
Bible thumpers think they have an answer for everything.
What was that lady? Would you ask Dr. Ruth something, Mr. Talk? Would you ask her a sexual question? Old and tired as she is in this day and age. Would you ask her a sexual question?
Okay. I was kind of freaked back then because I thought Dr. Ruth was kind of. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to make me throw up.
Hey, man, what you talking about? Any woman who knew all that, just imagine. Yeah, I was with the roof then. I'm like, yeah.
When Joyce's brothers died at the age of 85, she was given advice. Yeah, it does. As long as the advice is good, who cares where it comes from?
I don't want shit, Pat Robinson.
Look, in January, Robinson told viewers that awful-looking women could cause marriages to lose their spark.
See that dumb stuff, stupid stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll say this.
Well, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, what?
I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why. No offense, Cat, but
no offense again.
Absolutely.
No offense.
All the
He's
guys on this. Well,
yeah.
Actually, every guy that's listening right now to this show knows. Yeah, a pretty chick, yeah, young pretty chick, yeah, she's fine. She's probably even decent in bed. But if you get a woman that's dog ugly, oh, my God, oh, it's wonderful. She is outstanding. She has the best stuff in the world. I don't know why. It's just like that.
Well, I'm very shallow. I only marry good-looking men.
I heard that.
I don't think that's what Robinson was talking about. I think maybe what he's saying.
No, who the fuck what you think?
Well, you should, because you just learned how to read yesterday. So when you get that skill down, then you can listen.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm sure you probably way over.
And so what
women,
I was saying before Shalom.
Probably had quite a bit
before Shalom came
shit.
In with his homegrown wisdom.
Go
was
ahead,
that
Joe.
If you're married, if you're in a relationship, and even if you're married in a relationship with somebody who's really good looking, but if something is missing there, some ugly chick can come along, and you would prefer her over your good looking wife because your wife isn't providing for you what you need.
Ooh, what do you need,
That's
Joe?
That woman. He needs a woman. He needs a libido first. He said that.
Well, I didn't say that. I just didn't say anything against what you said because I figured, well, Lo never knows what he's talking about, so why continue
actually,
the bullshit?
Look, here's another one. This is the last statement I'm reading from him. He also once told a husband, upset that his wife did not respect him, that he could always just become a Muslim and you could beat her.
No, I remember reading that quote.
Yeah, I
went back and did some checking on that because that was about so stupid. I had to say, even Robinson couldn't be that goddamn stupid.
Yeah, he was because he said it.
No. What he was saying was in a sarcastic vein is that if you want, if you want to just go, why don't you just go to a Muslim country where they just beat you? He was being sarcastic. He's allowed to be sarcastic, even though he's a TV evangelist. People have to put things in context, and they don't.
Oh my God. Joe, do you subscribe to this guy?
Am I what?
Do you subscribe to that guy?
No.
Really?
All white people support Pat Robertson.
Here you go bringing that shit.
Here we go.
I don't support Farrakhan or any of those guys. No.
All black people support Farrakhan, and we all support Pat Robertson. Is that?
No,
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, that's
stupid.
That's what Shalom means.
What does Shalom mean?
No, I'm talking about you, not what does Shalom mean.
Okay. Well,
y'all are funny.
This is Freaky Friday, so stop.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Hey, y'all even got Kat talking out of her character right now.
No, she's not.
This is
stop. Stop. stop with the white knight in shining armor. Nah, she's not. No, she's not. Cut that bullshit out, man.
Right.
You don't miss the talk show. I'm gonna call Michael up and get him in here for your ass.
That cucumber of yours must be a hell of a fit.
Yeah. No, and I
yeah,
have
no,
that.
She's not. No, she's not. You sound like Ebony. I know she's not. No, she's not.
We
can have Ebony.
Ebony have to do with it.
With his act. No, she's not. No, she's not. With his corn cob stuck in his ass. No, she's not. She's doing that. No, she's not. Get out of here.
No, because I've known
forgot her name.
Cat for a while. So no. No, she's not.
You even got your name.
No, she's not. Where is that?
That's a shame. He even got your name, Cat. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm just lying down here, just taking it easy, just listening to what Shalom is saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You laying on your stomach or your back?
Oh,
what the fuck you want all that shit?
I just asked a question, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Lo, how long were you in the service?
I was in long enough, man.
No, did you go all the way to retirement or no?
Fuck no,
no,
no, man.
Right.
The,
so you weren't
war,
a lifer
the
then? Okay.
No.
Can the government tell y'all to go back?
Say
no.
What?
I said, can the government tell y'all to go back since you've been in there? They call people back.
They can send me a letter. That means I'm going.
Just wait a minute. How long have you been out, Eric?
Oh, I've been out, what's this? August will make 7 years? Yeah.
7 years? No, they can't call you back. 10. I think it's 6 years.
Yeah.
It's
well, even
six,
they called me within
yeah,
that
like
6 years,
that.
I wasn't going. Look, they got 21. Okay. That's all they were getting. Trust me.
That's good enough.
Because
huh?
Honestly, if I go back now, I choke some of them damn soldiers. You know, they got it. You think, oh, man, talking about easy. Ooh, Lord. No,
you know,
20
years
yeah.
or something. If I have
huh?
retired, if I
wait,
retired after 20 years, wow. But I hated to do all that goddamn saluting. I was a non-com. I hated to do all that goddamn saluting as we walked across the field and here was a fucking lieutenant and a colonel or general and his up goes the hand, salute, 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 salute. I hated to do all that shit.
Hey Joe, can you still get in that old uniform?
Right now, not, no. I was losing weight the past couple of weeks, but no. I actually threw out. I eventually, after years, threw out all of my old uniforms. You would be surprised how thin I was when I went in.
No, I wouldn't.
It happened.
Wait a minute. You said you was losing weight the last 2 weeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
So I was just eating less. I wasn't feeling like eating, so I just lost some weight. And then I...
Were you in love with one of them goats up there on the mountain?
I have a favorite goat. And I go, Shalom. And the goat turns around, and she knows what to do.
There you go. Like I said, were you on your belly or your stomach or your back?
Yeah. Well, which position was Shalom in?
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I can say this much. When I was in the military, I think that my best weight was probably around 186. 7 was the lowest, and the highest was probably like 193. But, fuck, man, I've been out since 2003, and I just left the gym before I cut my grass, and I'm all the way up to 237 now. Yeah.
And that's where I am. You know, Joe, you have to understand, the type of trucks we drove,
uh-huh.
and I insisted that I kept big chains on mine. So them looking at them chains, man, them chains will work out by themselves. So you
I would imagine.
You
yeah.
put some muscle on and whatever, because you got to pull and yank and twist and turn.
You know another. You know another thing too. When I get out, let me ask you, because Kat's a vet too, and being in the Army, this is probably more heavy on you guys than on me. When I got out, it took me like years to get that Air Force military feel out of me until I became a civilian. So it's like 4 or 5 years. Because every time I woke up in the morning, I felt like I was still in the military.
Still there.
Yeah.
Did that happen to you guys?
Still there.
It's still there.
What? I wasn't paying any attention. What'd you say, Joe?
When I got out of the Air Force, and I didn't have a lot, you know, I was in the military, you know, but I didn't do a lot of the military stuff that these guys did. I wasn't at war, wasn't up in the front, didn't have to worry about my life or anything like that. But when I got out, it took me 4 to 5, maybe even 6 years for me. Like when I would wake up in the morning, I always felt like I was getting ready to go to work at the base.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time for me to become acclimated so that I was really a civilian out here in the world as opposed to
I still eat like I'm in the military.
I mean, they make an impression. It's a mess. It's really,
you know, eat it now and taste it later.
Mm-hmm. Fast.
Yes, sir. Hold on.
What about you, Kat? Do you feel that? Or have you felt that? How long did it take for you to decompress?
When I got out, I went to school right away, and I was real focused. But I had kids. But even today, like when I clean house and all, I always have these standards of, like, the military sets standards, and I still have those standards of cleanliness. I'm not saying I always reach them, but I always judge my house by military standards and clean.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is in your body, in your mind, did you feel like you were still in the military when you got out?
But, Joe, actually, that's a yes. From what
Not quite. Maybe it is, but I don't think. Okay, when you got out, Kat, did you feel that you were still in the military when you got out?
I don't remember feeling that way, but I still kept up with. I mean, up until probably even 6 years ago, I was still running, and I've always been like physically active.
I don't mean acquiring the habits you learn. See, Lo and Eric and I, when we got out, I still felt I was in the military. I just felt like I was a military person out here in the civilian life. And then finally, for some reason, just wore off, and I finally felt like, yeah, I'm a civilian. I'm out here in the world. I'm a normal citizen now.
Hmm.
It took me years to do that.
I saw a guy a few minutes ago at a gas station. He was in uniform, and he came out, and he didn't have a cover on, and I let my window down. I let my window back up. I said, "That's not my problem. I don't have anything to do with that stuff."
Yeah. See, I would have went ahead and said, "Where's your cover at, there, soldier?" Because that's the answer.
It wasn't green in you guys, and you've still got it. You've been out 10 years, and you've been out how long, Lo?
I've been out since '03.
'03. So that's 10 years for you, and what? 10 years for you too, Eric?
No, seven
years.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have got a long way to go before you start feeling like a civilian.
Oh, hold on, let me bring Vernon in. He's been waiting patiently. Vernon, what's going on, man?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Vernon, your cousin's here to start trouble.
Yeah, I didn't know we was gonna talk about this military shit today.
Yeah.
So what you got to say about military?
I thought we were going to finish talking about how Joe people was oppressing my goddamn people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now there's
that's what you want to talk about now?
Oh, no. Will somebody stop me?
What's going on, Joe?
Oh, God. I was glad until you brought that up, Vernon, for you to be here.
Trust me, Joe, he's an advocate against that. Trust me.
Oh, it's another Blackie Whitey day. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Trust me, he's a big advocate against that.
Oh, God. Here we
go. He'd be the black guy to say, hey, why don't you get up off your black asses and go to work?
Why the fuck don't you?
Yeah.
Boy, y'all special today.
What's wrong with that, Lo?
Ain't a damn thing wrong with that. Hell, we get up and go to work. Fuck.
Nobody owe anybody any damn thing, man.
I don't get to sit on my
That's
ass.
That's not true.
You know, the whole thing is, though, if you want to be serious.
I want my 40 acres and a mule, damn it.
I don't think anybody got that. The thing is that when we ended the show yesterday with Mays on that particular point. So, I mean, Vernon's bringing up a good point. We really didn't finish off the conversation because Mays was trying to say that, you know, there are some people in the black community who are not living up to standards or lazy, and the same thing in the white community. The thing is that I hear that from a lot of black people, and at the same time, they'll turn around and start talking about how bad it is for black people and then start blaming whitey for it. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, you know what, only a few in the black community are down, but yet whitey's keeping most of us down. You can't say that.
Mm. Yeah, it is poor white trash out there. We both know that.
Oh, white trash is, you know.
Yeah, it's out there. Even you don't want to be associated with them in your race, so, you know.
Hell no, you fucking kidding me? Yeah. You ever see the pictures of people who go to Walmart? You just got to go online and look at them. Holy shit, you just, all you know is WT, white trash there, trash there.
Ooh.
I don't feel like white people are holding black people down. I really don't feel that way.
Right, because you and I spoke about that earlier this morning. Like I said, some of the white people that you and I both know, they not living as well as we live. So how in the hell are they going to hold us back?
Mm-hmm. We'll see, man.
That's why
one thing about it's
the system, man. It's the system. The system that the white folk have created is what keeping us down, man. And we need to start rallying, have some marches, doing whatever we can to break that system.
That's the battle cry of a lot of black people. Here's the thing.
Do that and they'll kill you.
All right, here's the thing. I have no problem with anybody saying that white supremacy and white privilege exist to a huge degree in today's society. No problem. But the thing is, whenever I ask people, are you telling me that if a black person went to a college, let's say an Ivy League college, and he competed against white people from Ivy League colleges for that same position, that particular black person, or let's say a lot of black people with the same kind of background, they would be significantly rejected from that job because of
unless,
their color?
Unless he was part of some related to the talented Tim or the elite, then he'd be right there in line. He first one. It. Hold on, somebody else got their hand up.
That's the only way you can judge racism in employment.
Hello?
You're on there. Hello?
Yes. I'm calling in again today.
Oh, I mentioned I mentioned your name, and there you are.
It's like when Joe was sitting in our house. He's sitting in our house, but he wants to talk about us.
Here
and
we
can't
go.
Talk about him.
What's
wrong with Joe people?
Talk about
you.
You know what's wrong with white people?
They're fucking
psychopaths. White people are in Congress. White people control the world. White people control the banks. They're psychopaths. They are the savages. They are the sophisticated savages of the fucking planet. But they're still
He's
savages.
Not lying about that. That's true.
So I'm asking you that. So when you hear people say that, why do you get offended?
Am I offended?
He can't help himself.
Yeah. Well, you always
why
say,
do we have
minute,
to talk about
is?
That? Why do we have to talk about that?
Oh, you know, you got that dildo so far up your ass, you'll never take it out again.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that cucumber.
I enjoy it.
Wow. Run,
you know,
Joe
knows
amazing.
A lot about dildos, doesn't he? And then, Joe, you were talking about the military.
That got you excited, huh?
And, Joe, you were talking about the military. Why did you hate to salute people that went to school and did the things that they needed to do in order for you to salute them? What was wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Because half of them didn't have the experience that I did, and I regretted having to salute a damn 19-20-year-old that don't
move.
Know jack
yeah.
nothing.
What about the half that did?
A freaking
they
had, second
they didn't
half
just,
that did.
They didn't just get promoted. They had to do things to get promoted.
No. They either went through ROTC or they went through college.
No, because hello, can I speak? Or were they going to be lieutenants all the rest of that term that they were in there? They had to either move up a state or either
Listen, Mace, a lot of enlisted people have degrees. They just never went to
officer
cadet.
I didn't say nothing about a degree. I was saying, why did he hate to salute them? That was part of
I was trying to tell you, and Eric told you. The whole thing is that I'm assuming, Eric, you know, you got discharged with, like, an E-10 or something. You're the chief master or something like that. The whole thing is, if you're in the military for 15, 16 years, and in comes some guy, and the wise ones would just sit back and learn.
Right.
There would be ones who, you know, and it wasn't their fault. They were taught this when they went through ROTC or when they graduated from college and then they got the training, is that they had to take the reins very quickly.
Oh, officer training school. Maze,
can I finish?
Place. I'm just telling you.
Thank you, Maze. So they would get this type of training, and then they would come on base or come on post, and they would try to act like the tin horn god, but that was the wrong attitude. If they came on base and they said, you know what, this guy's been around a lot longer than me, let me learn from him, they would learn, and then you could say, okay, sir, and not resent it. But a fucking
right.
19, 20, 21-year-old, give me a break.
I'm not talking about a 21-year-old. You had to salute more than 21-year-old.
Yeah, I didn't feel like saluting the generals or the colonels, all the
ones. And see, Mace, here's another thing about that. See, you know, we saluting them, and some of them jokers, they so arrogant and full of shit, they won't even dang on salute you back. That is a problem. Now, this is what I did.
Were you a chief when you retired?
Sir, I just saluted you.
I'm talking, were you a chief when you retired? After your 22
years? No.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Why? What that got to do with anything?
He has authority, too.
Well, you still got the salute, folks.
I know you got
the
salute.
Who you are.
That's, now y'all, I was sitting there telling the kids they should go into the military, and now y'all going to say y'all didn't respect the people that y'all were in there with. Just because.
No.
There's not a connection
there's no correlation. Can I say something? No, the real patriotism Maze in the military is that unity and brotherhood among the non-commissioned officers, not the officers' class. The officers' class is very political, and if they, oh my God, they fight each other and
how you know all of that?
Power all the time.
How you know all of
I'm
that?
I'm a veteran, yeah.
Okay. So why can't they join the Peace Corps and do all those things instead of going into the military?
Oh.
A lot of them joined the Peace Corps and did things.
Wait a minute,
Mace.
What? Are you a veteran?
Am I what?
Are you a veteran?
I don't know.
What the hell you mean you don't
know? I don't
know
if I'm a veteran or not.
Okay. Please expound. Please expound on that.
I'm just asking you where you were. Was Joe a chief when he retired?
I don't know. Ask Joe.
I'm asking Joe.
What does that have to do with anything?
She's a veteran to the revolution.
Whatever you say, whoever you are. So you say you
yeah,
had
the,
20,
look,
you
the
know, you 22 years. And Ken, how long you say you were in there?
Maze, were you in the military?
Was I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't
do
know?
Do it sound like I was in the military?
Okay, goodbye, Maze.
See, Joe, you want to rule things. That's your problem. You think you can rule.
Wait a minute. You keep talking about me. If I'm not married,
I'm
I can't talk about marriage. If I don't have a woman, I can't talk about a woman. If you're not in the military,
you
can't talk about the military.
My point is, what does rank have to do with it? We're talking about...
I'm just asking the question. I just like to know.
See, we asked you a question you have yet to answer. Were you or were not? That's yes or no.
You can say I was.
Oh, Lord.
Is that good enough?
No, that's not. That's a little tap dancing.
Huh?
That's all she does anyway.
If I can ask no questions,
yes,
I mean,
no.
Like,
that's
I'm
all
just
you
seeing
do,
what y'all
man.
Were doing. I'm seeing what y'all were doing when y'all was in the military. Did you make rank or did you just go there for
Maze,
8 years and
Maze,
didn't make rank at all?
It doesn't matter what the topic is. You're always tap dancing.
You were talking about it. I'm not tap dancing. I just asked you a question. You don't have to get
an answer
to
the question.
I asked you a question.
Look,
he said he did 22 years. Let me see, I was around 26 years.
So you
somewhere
were
doing something.
Years.
What do you say?
You were in for 26 years.
26 years I was with the military for 26 years.
Okay, so you were married to a service member.
Could have been.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
I was. And now
yes,
what about it?
Soldiers, I still recommend that the Army for young people. I sure ain't going to do. I'm
well,
not backing down off that stance.
I don't recommend it for young people because you see all these young people walking around with one arm and one leg and one eye and half of a face.
Well, Mace, so what do you recommend?
And nobody
want to
do nothing for them.
What do you recommend them do? Go out on the corner and shot up?
Excuse me? Well, they're going to go over there and get the same thing. What are they doing over in other people's countries?
Well, at least
the same
they
thing?
Have a chance of defending themselves that way.
No, they
need
don't.
To have training.
No, Mace, they don't. They're going to come out here and be shell shocked and everything.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mace? You that veteran of the revolution that's stuck in the mud.
You can call me a regular. I asked you what was y'all rank. Now can y'all tell me what y'all rank when y'all retired?
Why did that? And once again, I'm going to ask you this question. Why does that even matter?
You asked me, was I in the military?
Yeah,
I said,
you
I was,
have yet to answer that.
I got a, let me see, I got a plaque, and I got some roses, and I got some whatever all they give you when you're in the Air Force and you retire after 28 years. Whatever that is they give you, I think I got it.
So you was a spouse then?
Yeah, I was a spouse. So now, what was y'all rank when y'all finished?
I was an NCO.
That long.
I was an NCO.
Okay, Joe.
I'm just hoping that if I just listen, you'll keep quiet
for a while. No, you don't
want to
have anything to do with the conversation.
Maybe you'll get
I'm
tired.
I'm with Joe. Joe, Mays gets kicked off other shows.
He does.
He's so tired, Joe.
I'm just like, Joe he's so into the conversation when it comes to certain things. I'm asking him questions. He's so talkful. Until somebody starts asking him questions and he don't want to answer, then he gets offended.
I always answer. You're the ones not answering.
But Mace, you just exhibited the same thing. We
and now he's sitting here putting people down because they were officers. He putting them down because he had to salute them.
I didn't put them down. I said I didn't like to do all that saluting.
We told you the reasons why we didn't like to salute some of them. We didn't say everybody. We just say we didn't like saluting some of them. And we gave you a reason why.
And I had a civilian life to get back to.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know what? Because one thing, if you're a non-com, no. If you're an officer, hey, that's the life, okay?
Why was that the life if they were officers? They had things to do, too, didn't they?
So what does having things to do have to do with what I said?
I mean, they had a job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's the problem?
I did smoke pot with some officers out at Fort Huachuca, Maine.
You probably did. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I did, honey. I did. I went skinny dipping with them too.
You probably did. That's why you got your rank real fast without testing.
Oh Lord.
No, I had to work for my rank.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. A lot of them did it. They worked for their rank and then screamed something else after they got pissed off.
Maze, do you ever get surprised when you get kicked off? Yeah.
Get surprised.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You're not going to be surprised when you get tased, do you?
Yeah, you just keep trying to tell him to tase me. What are you going to tase me for? I'm not doing any harm.
No, you never do.
You want to control stuff. That's your problem.
That's me. Right.
Okay. Vernon,
that's why you don't have a woman.
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just listening. I can't talk military. I've never been there.
You never been there?
Never been there.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I got ranked.
Say what?
Say what now, Eric?
I said I got ranked.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell us about your rank.
Well, I'm a general.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? Just for that,
one
Mike.
One star, two star, a three star, four star.
A taste star.
You know what, though? So is me. She's a general pain in the butt.
And so are you. When you
who
like
was that? Who was that, Eric?
That was Michael Hood.
That was from Michael.
Mike, were you a general of what, Mike?
Of my hood. And I got proof of that.
Okay. All right. You got proof of that, huh? All righty then.
Mike, how did you get ranked in your hood? I want to hear, and let's treat him like, serious here, guys.
Okay, have you ever been to a hood?
Oh.
What?
Have you ever been in the hood, Kat?
No.
Have I been in the hood?
Yeah.
What do you mean by the hood? You mean a black area?
Yeah, I mean, so, yes, Kat, yeah.
I've been through Southeast D.C. and had a car wreck there one time. Yeah, I've been in the hood.
Oh, you just rode through, huh? Just rode through?
I rode through, and this guy slammed into the side of my car, and I almost wrapped around a telephone pole and killed my children, yeah. And the fucker didn't have car insurance.
Didn't have insurance?
No, he had no insurance.
Wow.
Well, a lot
so
of white folks don't
went...
the hood.
What?
So a lot of white folks don't be in the hood.
Okay.
Not if they can help it.
Yeah, they do. They come to buy their drugs from the hood.
Yeah, that's all they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No, they probably bring them into the hood.
Yeah, Maze. You're going to have fun. You know what? You know what Maze is like?
At 2020.
Maze is going to talk about
let
how
no,
the whites
tell you
bring it into the neighborhood this week, but next week she's going to talk about how the whites take it out of the neighborhood.
No. Joe, you see what I'm saying? That you can go over and come to Dayton. You can see the same thing, Kat, that you see in D.C., because I call D.C. chocolate, and I call Dayton Vanilla City. You find the homeless white people laying all over the street, just like you do over in D.C.
Oh, you're talking about the white.
No
yeah.
And
yeah, that's true. Go
yeah.
to yeah, sure.
So I'm not afraid to go up in there. And Kat is afraid to see somebody that ran into her without laughing. I'm not afraid to walk the street or go over in there.
I wish you would.
I'm not afraid of people.
I wish you'd go to Appalachia and walk up in there.
I wouldn't go to certain places. I would not go, Joe, because I know you got nuts stuck up in there.
Not
and
me.
I probably wouldn't come back out if I went in, depending on what time of the evening
I
went in there.
That wouldn't be because of me.
But you can come in our neighborhood and go out and come back in any time.
Now,
nobody would mess with you.
Wouldn't that be because of me? I'm in the mountains. I'm not in
You're
Tennessee
right.
where the revenuers are. They walk in but never walk out.
Whatever.
I ain't got a little finger up. I got homies that'll run and do their shit for me.
Okay.
And I'm white. That's real talk.
Okay. All right.
Michael is white. Michael is white.
So, I mean, and what that means, what, I mean, so what?
Well, he lives in the hood, so he can talk about it.
Well, Goofy lives in the hood, too, and he talks about what he talks about, so, oh, well.
Well, Goofy lives in the hood?
Goofy lives in the hood? He don't sound
right
like it.
All right. Well, hell, I mean, a lot of people live in the hood. I don't mean they have to sound like they live
in
the hood.
Let me tell you something.
I can tell by his character how he talks.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
I'll tell you one thing. America's becoming one big freaking hood.
It doesn't matter where you live. You know, we came home and a guy had broken into our house. We had a guy in our house who had broken in. He was upstairs, trashing our upstairs. So, you know, it can happen anywhere. You're not really safe anywhere. You might think you are, but you're not.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No person wants to be in the hood. The hood ain't cool. I don't know why white folks try to come to the hood and think it's cool and want to act hood. It's not, man. People want to get out the hood. The hood ain't nothing but struggle and pain and a bunch of bullshit going on.
Mike,
I was just listening to say being in the hood ain't really nothing to brag on. No, it ain't nothing to brag on.
What do you guys think about that philosophy where people are saying, you know what, the guys who make it or the women who make it from the hood, you know, they get the degrees and they're making the money and they should come back to the hood. I say, why would they want to come back? And how is that helping or not helping anybody who's there?
When they go back, they own land and property. That's why some of them don't leave.
Okay, so let's say they come back and they buy property. That's their property. How is that helping other people in the hood?
If they rent out, then they're going to make money. That's what
happens. If you come up in the hood, and you get out the hood, you come back to the hood. Nine times out of ten, if you got your shit in line, people are going to hate you when you come back in there.
Not necessarily.
They
like
they're going to think you owe them something. They're going to always think you owe them something. You owe your community something. Regardless of whether your community helped you get what you got or not, they're going to think you owe them something. So, I don't feel like a person is obligated to go back to their neighborhood if they don't want to, man.
I think people personally struggle to get the hell out.
So basically what you're saying, Vernon, you don't believe in the theory of paying it forward.
Y'all don't struggle to get out, Joe?
No.
Wait a minute, Mace. I'm asking Vernon a question right now.
Okay.
Say it again now, Eric.
I say, so you don't believe in the theory of paying it forward. In other words, when you get out, go back to the neighborhood and help out. You know, get some kind of resources going. If it's just tutoring or something, you know, but don't just leave and look at your rearview mirror and say, I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
No, go back and do something. I ain't talking about like that, Eric. I mean, you know, what I'm talking about is like, this place, if the hood is that damn bad and I done got out the hood, why the hell would I want to live there? Go back and live there. That's my thing.
if y'all talking about what I'm talking about, hoods, man. I mean, you know, I'm talking about places where you can't even leave your house, man. You can't leave your house unattended. You damn near can't stay in your house attended. That's the kind of hood I'm talking about. Who want to live in an environment like that?
You can't live in your house here now because you got to have a security system. You ain't going to just walk out and leave the door open. Go down the street or around the corner.
Where I'm at right now, man, they breaking in people's houses every damn day, man.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Somebody getting their shit tore up every day.
Hmm. Well, I mean, you have a point there. I don't know who want to go back to that. But, okay, so they don't go back and live there. But they can't go back and, you know, just set up some kind of programs or something.
Oh,
you know, give it a head start.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can go back and help out, trying to kind of be like a mentor or something there.
Yeah.
Help people out, you know, something
right.
like that. I believe in that.
I think the people who do that, they should be applauded. But at the same time, people who don't do that because they may be fearful of what could happen to them if they go back, I don't think they should be criticized.
Well, some people can go in the hood and just be just fine, have no problem about going back. The people like them because they never left.
Some people, and then there are other people who may not.
And they can go right on back in there and be ready.
Look, is there a guarantee that if somebody leaves, becomes a doctor, comes back, sets up a practice in the hood, let's say a few blocks away from where he's raised, is there any guarantee that the people there are going to say, you know what, this man or this woman is doing us a service, showing us how to, you know, how to act, how to aspire to certain goals? Yeah, how to act.
I'm saying if people could...
So is there any guarantee that guy won't get robbed?
Joe, it depends on who's around him.
He don't get robbed.
If the people that's around him like him, no, he won't.
Shit,
so not,
some rapper can't go back
to
the hood. He's going to come to the Queens.
He's going to get robbed, though.
Well, if he's going to get robbed, then why should he go back?
Joe, you
going to get robbed.
Here's another thing. Nobody owes anybody anything. It's the parents who are responsible for their children, for them to grow up so that they can become responsible, educated, intelligent, balanced kids so that they can do whatever they want to do. And if they become doctors, lawyers, architects, etc., who else do they have to, where's their obligation? Who do they owe? Who in the hood helped them get out besides the parents?
Well, oh, well, hold on. Let me
and
bring
if the parents
Goofy
are still in the hood and they want to go back to visit their parents, I guess they're supposed to stay out just
visiting,
because they live
something
outside.
Different than what you were talking about, man.
Hold on, y'all.
Goofy, you there?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Goofy Bone.
First time
calling? I'm a first week caller.
First week.
Can I say that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on here, man? I had a hell of a day, man. My car battery died. I had to push my car to some little station.
Goofy.
That means you're supposed to go get it serviced.
Hey, Goofy, let me ask you.
No, I went out and bought a new battery. I mean,
Goofy,
how long have you had the battery in your car?
Goofy, you live in the hood?
No, I moved out of the hood.
Oh, man, you killed it. Okay.
But now we know.
No, the situation, my dad didn't want to, my aunt lost her house, so my dad didn't want to harbor her. So my old house where I was in the hood, he told me, hey, you know, let them move in and I'll get you a new home. So, I couldn't beat that. Shit. That's guaranteed.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that one.
No, I mean, what's wrong with living in the hood?
Nothing. We just got Miss Contentious on the line again today.
No, I just asked Joe, how did he get out? I mean, what did he do to get out? Do he go back to where he came from?
No, I didn't go back. I went to a different neighborhood. And if I leave
because
here, I'm going to go to a different neighborhood.
You hated it, or were you too embarrassed to go back to it?
What, man?
I don't know. I guess I'm...
Well, I think a true man makes his neighborhood anywhere he dwells.
I think some people love the hood, you know, regardless of what happened, what's going on in them, you know. If y'all really talking about just bad neighborhoods, y'all, you know, I hadn't seen just no good side of no bad neighborhood like that, man.
I would think Vernon, you're right. People like to glorify, though, some aspects, I guess, of being in the hood. I don't understand that. because people get shot, people get robbed. And, yeah, there's historical, I don't know, I wouldn't call it, well, I guess glorification. When you take a look at the history of certain neighborhoods, and you can talk, like, for example, Harlem in New York. That's, you know, you can take a look at what? The Apollo. You can take a look at, 145th Street, I think, or 125th Street, I think. And you can take a look at the migration of Southern blacks to northern to the northern section. But Jesus Christ, if you talk about like Compton or other neighbors in neighborhoods in the United States, what is there to glorify? If it's poor, if it's dangerous, get out.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody, your people and my people and everybody else got to.
Oh yeah, when the immigrants, look, when
called,
white immigrants came here.
Let me tell you about a trailer. Let me tell you something about a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
That some people live in. You
oh,
can't even go
shit.
Down in there, but got Navy shooting every day.
Got,
but
yeah.
See, the news media, you don't bring that to you for people to see.
Well, I agree.
So what do you think those people doing
well,
down there now?
I mean, everywhere's ghetto. I mean, you can't
that's
just have a specific spot.
No, not everywhere's ghetto. But, I mean, if you're talking about trailer parks, yeah. And then some of
well,
them.
No, I mean,
some of them
you know, trailer parks alone are ghetto, even though if they fix them up and look nice and adorable. Look at the people that move in there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You're right.
No,
you're right.
They do. Then they be beating their ass and all that stuff. So I'm not understanding and talking about the ghetto.
Look, watch an episode of Cops. How many times you see them at the trailer park?
Well, you got a point. you know where they're going
what
next?
I'm trying to make.
My cousin used to live at the trailer park. I used to see all this stuff happen all the time. And these were brand new trailer parks. I mean, brand new. They just built them, and they had nothing but Section 8, ghetto infested,
and
people
years,
that beat their wives.
And you give them 10 years, them trailers look like shit.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest conversation I've ever heard on BTR.
We know it's stupid now.
Why?
Because
why
you don't like it.
Stupid conversation.
Yeah, this stupid.
Well,
stupid.
Hey, that's why it's Freedom Friday.
But
that's
you better go on.
Just because I came on, is this conversation stupid? What did I do?
No, you okay, Goo. She better go down the street. She better go ahead and hang up, or we're going to get deep into it.
was that Miss Kitty?
Yeah.
No, that's Cat.
Trailer Park.
Yeah.
You keep that pussy away from me if she's over here telling me that this conversation is boring because of my part.
Yes, it is because of what you're saying. And that's not supposed
Lord.
To be known. Like,
all
things
right,
like this
right,
are not supposed to happen here.
No,
I'll tell you what.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah.
I got a question. Why is it that our people can move, a bunch of us can move in a neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
And like I said, you give it 10 years and, boy, we done messed it up.
Can I tell you why?
Why
no.
is that? Maze, now you can defend black all you want.
I'm gonna tell you why, because they don't have an association to make sure that they keep the neighborhood the way it is. But they gotta pay a dues to keep the neighborhood the way it is.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that keeps their neighborhood
wait,
clean.
Wait.
Because if it didn't,
so now,
it would be just like that.
So now what you're saying is it needs some other people to tell you to keep your neighborhood up. Is that what you're saying?
You're fine. Yeah, you get fine if you don't.
Oh,
I mean, you gotta look at it this way, Eric. You gotta look at it this way, Eric. If you live in that neighborhood, do your part, and let's pray that other people do their part to keep it clean. Because if you do your part, you know your share is clean.
No, I agree. If you pray that they do it, but they don't. The whole thing is that they don't. You actually do need an association.
Because when I lived in the
hood, Joe, what do they do if
when
they don't
I lived
do
in the
it,
hood?
Excuse me, let don't tell you what they do
leave.
If they don't get it the right way. If they lawn and not
I would clean
right
my
way.
Portion of my little section where I would be at. You know, I would make sure that my carport was clean. You know, the leaves on the ground, I would sweep them all up together. You know, I would make sure my stuff was clean. Now, a couple of other houses did the same, but not everybody did it.
But that's
but
the whole
least,
thing.
You know.
But see, what you have to do, you don't need no association. Hell, you just keep
yes,
yours
you
up. And a lot of time, peer pressure causes other people. If not, go to them and ask them, hey, look, we need to keep the neighborhood up and, you know.
You know what? No, I've had problems with neighbors. Okay,
oh, hell,
and they are. I've had problems.
Eric,
what?
Yes, over here.
No.
No question. I answered, and that's why they keep. That's why it looked different.
You absolutely need an association that when you move in, they let you know what the rules are. Because I'll tell you one thing: the first wave of whatever they are, the blacks, Puerto Ricans, or immigrants, not bad, okay? Second wave, you know, third wave, you've got a ghetto. And the third wave comes, like Vernon was talking about, less than 10 years. They will ghettoize your name. I had to leave two different neighborhoods because of people moving in, and it was good neighborhoods. Leave them because certain types of people came in. After a few years, what happens is that people see, oh, all right, so they're leaving beer bottles outside. They're leaving coffee cups inside. They're leaving couches outside before pickup day. Ah, there's a broken window over there. The landlord isn't fixing. After a while, people don't say, get it fixed. They say, well, if they can get away with it, I can get away with it.
I can get away with it.
And that's true, enough. Joe. That's true. I've seen that before.
Now you understand
that before, too.
And then that
on the porch.
And then they have a certain day the garbage got to pick up. I mean, that's the difference in what you see, as you say, the ghetto, and you see in other places, because they pay for it.
Even then,
What about when they take the couch out of their house and take it to the bus stop and use it as a bench at the bus stop?
It depends on where you are. You're gonna have to pay for that couch.
That's what they did. Somebody stole the bus bench, and somebody came back and put the couch there.
Oh, well, that's
and
like for,
well,
you, that's community
like
service.
City,
that wouldn't bother me.
Okay,
I hear all this. I'm listening to all this, mate. Hold on.
In New York City,
why is it that our black people are the world's worst at doing neighborhoods like this?
I just told you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Why should we have to set up damn groups and shit just to take care of our neighborhood? Why should we have to do that? Why is that?
The same way other people do it, because if they didn't do it, it looked just like yours.
No. You know what it depends on?
Most times other people not going to let they don't have to know. That's bullshit, mate.
If they didn't pay the money, you'd look just like yours. So if they
You
know what it is? It's the landlords that don't keep up with the property.
Oh, there you go.
The landlords don't keep up their property either.
It is the landlord. Subsidies which are given the landlord.
Landlords
use them as incentives to make sure that the neighborhoods go downhill. The government.
Yes, they do. Tell the truth, Joe.
Is causing that. At the same time, nobody's forcing people to shit in the piss in the elevators or break the elevators or to piss on the sidewalk on outside either. Okay? Yeah, they can get, but there's only two things a fucking person has to do to keep up the neighborhood. Make sure you don't put trash outside and you don't make noise. That's it. But people
man,
can't
that's,
do
that's
that.
Baby
well, you know, the... You know, let me tell you guys something. I grew up in the hood, but you know, now that I've migrated to what we like to call the little rich side, I'm the ghettoist out of everybody on my block. And you know, sometimes I'm bringing girls home at 3-4 in the morning, and you know they're not quiet. They're loud as hell, throwing themselves on my lawn, you know, laughing, you know, blah 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 blah. And here I'm trying to get my door open, you know, trying to help them, you know. So I understand that there's some neighbors out there that don't like noise, but people are people, and, you know, I know that's my lifestyle.
I'm not defending you this time, Goof. Fucking on the lawn at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Goof, where you from? Carson? Anaheim? Where you from, man?
No, I'm from San Jose up north.
Oh, okay. Okay, but it ain't bad at the south, then, is it?
Yes, it is.
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say L.A. is ghetto. I've seen dirty ghettos before where, like, you don't even got a front door. You know what I mean? You got a screen door.
Oh.
You know, I've seen nasty neighborhoods, but it's the way people live it, you know?
But
people don't care.
But Northern Cal is not as bad as Southern Cal. Do you agree with me or not?
I agree with you.
It's not as bad as Southern Cal, man.
Because they make Northern Cal Silicon Valley and, you know, the place that made all the computer parts. And,
yeah,
you know,
Silicon
they try to
Valley,
glorify
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to glorify it with that. But, I mean, you know, if you do your research, you know, up here, you know, we're just as ghetto as down there. So it's
if you turn on the wrong corner,
really
you'll probably
changed.
Run into some. Just like in New York, you turn in the wrong corner in Manhattan, you're going to see some junk. that you wouldn't think you would see just because you're in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Manhattan
you
is nothing. Manhattan, you're talking about Manhattan, New York, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Manhattan,
to go to the Bronx,
New York.
Like
well, Manhattan actually has cleaned up since the last time I've been there.
Well, if you're talking about
one
Times Square, that's what I
so.
Hear. Remember when that guy, Rocker, he was a pitcher for, I forget, the Angels maybe? And he said he when he was in New York, he hated to play there, and he gave a rundown about how, you know, nothing but foreigners. You would see pregnant girls. You would see a fag. You would see sitting next to each other on the train. And you would see kids, and you knew that some of the mothers were not fathers. They had they didn't have husbands and stuff like this. And they ran him out of town for years. The guy, he's still known as the bigot of the sports world. But if you've been to New York, right, you do not
I
want
love
to
it.
Stay there.
You know what I love is when you're in a subway car, and somebody will come on there with a sad story, like this one guy said, oh, I recently got a job, but I need to take a physical, and I don't have money for the physical. And if I don't take the physical, then I don't get the job. So I'm asking you people to please loan your hearts out for just, you know, a couple of cents or whatever you could give. And, you know, me, you know, thinking, you know, this is the perfect scam in the world. And, you know, dumb people are falling for this. I've seen a guy throw a 20, you know, 10 bucks here and there, you know. And just like, are you serious? What kind of a job
so,
would want you to,
I,
to pay?
Wait a minute. But it's in the heart of the giver. It's not that
oh.
he's doing a scam. It's in the heart of the giver. I give money to people on the street and at the corners out there begging for
let,
money.
Let me tell you something.
I give money
to people on the street, and I donate to, like, orphanages and like, shelters and stuff. But you know what? The people, nowadays, it's a scam. Back in the days, yeah, you see bums. They were bums. But nowadays, there's people that'll grow their hair out to look dirty, go out there and collect whatever money they can, and then go home or go in a car and drive home. They're not
yes.
really bums.
Well, of all the issues, of all the things that are going on in the world today, I don't think that's something we should worry
yeah.
about.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot
know.
Of hustle.
Okay,
yeah.
but is that the majority?
So,
is that the majority
what?
Or the minority?
What
the scammer?
The hustle?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Eric, the hustlers, they may be still the minority, but the hustlers are growing. There's a whole lot of people out there trying to hustle folks, man.
Are you talking about a hustle?
I mean,
let's talk about the hustle of our president and what's going on today with the IRS scandals. I mean, big cover.
We don't
want to talk about
that. Oh,
no, we don't want to talk about that.
I want to tell everybody to have a good weekend. I got to get out of here. My car's ready.
Hey, yeah, Goof.
All right, take it easy, Goof.
All right, Goof.
Have
yeah,
a good weekend.
Hey, you talking about the IRS?
They've been helping us since they set the government up here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, me, you know,
damn
hustle. All of America's going to turn into a ghetto eventually.
Oh yes, just like they turned other people, other places into good old.
Yep, sure did.
Mm. Wow, that's deep.
I know it's you, but it's true.
No, okay. Well, y'all got 5 minutes left, so gotta get up out of here. So before I do it, I always give y'all your last words, especially since it's a weekend. So we're gonna start with Ms. Mays. Go ahead,
okay.
Ms. Mays.
Yep, I got one for Kat. We talking about the IRS. The problem with the IRS is the Republicans and the Tea Party. They didn't like each other, so the Tea Party Republican probably set them up because it was a Bush appointee that was there at the time, and he resigned. So that's the fight that we're looking at. That makes no sense.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Ms. Mays. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, Vernon.
Yeah, I would like to see black people just start taking better care of their communities and taking more responsibility for what they do and the actions and for the kids and the type of foundations that they setting up and I would like to just see them make a change and try to start doing things in a better way and, you know, build a little bit better reputation for our people, you know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm done.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you much. Have a good weekend.
See you, Vern.
All right, Mr. Hood, your final word, sir.
Well, I'm going to say, man, good show, man. And I got respect for all the people that call in to your show and stuff. Just keep it up.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And you have a good weekend also.
See you, Mike.
All right, Miss Cat in Austin, Texas.
I like Vernon's voice, and you ought to give him more airtime. And Joe's still a knucklehead, and he's got a good voice, too.
What am I a knucklehead about today?
I don't know. I just like to pick on Joe. But I'm very optimistic about America's future, and I think that the economy is going to turn around. We're going to have a big energy boom in the country, and we're going to put the right people in leadership, and we're going to have an energy boom, and things are going to turn around.
Hey,
whatever you're drinking, I'll take it. Okay.
that's cool. I like that outlook. All right. Thank you, Ms. Cat, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Champion.
All right, Mr. Joe.
I got nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
Nothing. Everybody just have a good weekend, and we'll all reconvene.
Monday. Uh-huh. All right. You have a good one, too, Joe.
You too, Eric. Take
all right. Ooh. All right, y'all. I tell y'all, Freedom Friday. We never know where we're going to go, never know where we're going to end, but we get there. One way or another, we get there. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, that's a lot of subject to talk about in a few minutes. But anyway, another good show. Don't forget, thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, if you have any comments or want to suggest any topics, just go to ericletstalk@gmail.com or letstalkwitherickjackson@facebook.com. I'm always there, so we'll get it on the air if you want it. All right. Let's see. So here's my closing. This past week, we have debated various issues from relationships to improving our communities. In each of the shows, there was a point where the past was cited and attributed for some of the difficulties. Although it is correct, the past has a place in present day and future. The problem many have in today's culture is we remain in the past, whether it's not tolerating change or attributing everything immoral on the past. Hence, this is where the rubber hits the road. Why are we continuing to sabotage the present and future because we continue to reside in the past? The past is just that, the past. I agree, the past has shown us various lessons, but we still have not learned anything. The past should be used to guide us today into the future, to eliminate the wrongs of yesterday, make a better future for our children. Doesn't that sound nice? Who wouldn't love that for children? However, before we can accomplish this goal, the past has to go as the culprit for everything. Instead, let us study the history of our people, find out what did and did not work, use the positives of the past to enhance the present and the future. Then, and only then, will we begin to reestablish ourselves as the formidable people of color that we once were. What is my point, you ask? It is simple. Leave the past in the past, and our progress will begin to head in the right direction. All right, y'all, that was my closing for the day and for the week. Don't forget to join us Monday for Soapbox Monday. You know, we start off the week the same way we end it. And you never know. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. Okay, until Monday, y'all, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. That's all I have for you. So, y'all have a good weekend. I'm out of here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.